Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Transportation Assistant Secretary Phyllis Scheinberg. Also joining us in our conversation is Deborah Kammer. Phyllis, over the past several years, George Mason University's Mercatus Center rated the Department of Transportation's Performance and Accountability Report to be one of the best in government. Our listeners should note that these reports are required by the Government Performance and Results Act. What contributes to the success at DOT, and what advice would you give to agencies whose reports were not scored as well?
Well, DOT tries to use some of these same criteria that Mercatus values in producing our PAR, the Performance and Accountability Report, transparency, the benefit to the public, and forward-looking leadership. Mercatus criteria focus on the usefulness of the PAR to the public. That is, how well does it explain to the citizens of the country the outcome of the agency's programs and activities? And DOT's PAR goes beyond the Mercatus expectations to reflect the agency's fundamental commitment to improving organizational performance, which is a very strong goal of Secretary Mineta's. DOT leaders use a variety of performance metrics to support business decision-making, and we're constantly looking for opportunities to innovate and improve performance. Excellent data collection and analysis over time adds to our successful PAR, I believe. We use the Mercatus ranking factors as a basis for creating and improving DOT's PAR every year. And agencies that are dedicated to using performance metrics to support their management processes have traditionally rated well with Mercatus.
How is DOT using financial and performance data to make decisions about programs and projects?
The primary reason we have strong financial systems is to provide information to support business decisions about DOT's programs. That's really the reason we go through all this financial work, is to help our program managers make good decisions. Over the last year, we've prototyped, piloted, and implemented the first phase of a dashboard that presents both financial and performance data on a single screen to help managers make better business decisions. The first phase includes status of funds reports and information on DOT's performance on OMB's metrics. These are for things like financial systems, such as the percent of payments made on time each month and our travel card delinquency rate. And just for an example, we've lowered our travel card delinquency rate from double digits several years ago to less than 0.5% in the last several months. And most of that was done because people became aware of it. And this is part of what a dashboard does, is you become aware of these things and you can focus on it. Now that phase one is in production, we're evaluating how well it's doing and planning how to grow and expand the dashboard by adding a variety of other information, including program performance information, human resource information, and information on contracts. When the budget is first being formulated, the Secretary considers many factors when he makes budget allocation decisions for each of the department's operating administrations. Included in his decision-making is program performance. That is, how well programs are performing against pre-established targets. He looks at the results of performance measures that are tracked at the department level, as well as program evaluation results from OMB's PART process. Following the President's lead, DOT wants to fund programs that are providing the greatest results for the taxpayers. And using performance information is an important factor in making those financial decisions.
What are some of the challenges you've faced in linking the budget and the performance and the financial data together?
Well, when we go and look and discuss linking budget performance and financial data, we first look to the department's strategic plan, which highlights the Secretary's vision and priorities for the department. And everything we do from a budget and performance perspective should link back to the strategic plan. Once the linkage is established, the department's budget is where all of the budget, performance, and financial information come together. In the budgeting brief, the department allocates its budget requests in two ways. It shows the amount of funding that is allocated to each of the strategic objectives, as well as by the traditional appropriations accounts. At a more detailed level, each operating administration prepares an integrated performance budget that displays not only the resources being requested for each program, but also the performance goals and measures that will be used to track the progress. This combination of budget, performance, and financial information gives both OMB and the decision makers in the Congress the information they need to allocate and oversee DOT's use of taxpayer dollars. DOT has faced several challenges in creating performance-based budget. Initially, we had to overcome the culture that was resistant to performance measurement. Most people's first reaction to being measured is to resist it. But once we demonstrated that the data being collected from performance measures was being used to help manage and improve our programs and not being used to punish employees, people became more comfortable in using performance measures. We also found that we could better justify our budget requests to OMB and the Congress when we presented program data and results to support our requests.
What are some of the performance metrics that DOT uses to measure the progress of its programs?
There's several tiers of performance measures that we use, some at the department level, some at the operating administrations, and some at the program level. At the department level, we track 40 performance measures to gauge progress. Performance measure results are published annually in our performance and accountability reports. I'll just name a few just to give you an example. One is on-time performance of commercial air carriers. Another is the fatality rate on our nation's highways. A third would be the pavement performance standards, and another is the number of rail stations and the number of bus fleets that are compliant with the American Disabilities Act. This is just to give you a sense of the range of what we're looking at and how different they can be. Department-level measures are reviewed at quarterly PMA meetings and at other times of the year as appropriate. Each of our operating administrations track what we call supplemental measures to manage their own internal operations. Several of these publish these measures on their individual websites, and FAA posts performance results on a monthly basis. Program managers within each area of the department also track cost, schedule, financial, and performance measures for their individual programs, and these are often reviewed on a daily or weekly basis.
Phyllis, a lot of our guests have talked about the challenges of not only getting to green but maintaining green on the president's management agenda. Could you talk about some of those challenges in staying green and what steps that you're taking to ensure continuous improvement?
Well, first I'd like to brag a little bit that we were the first agency to earn 4 greens on the status ratings for the president's management agenda. A lot of effort goes into meeting these OMB requirements and to making sure that we keep our green scores, as you mentioned. The one area that we're not yet green on is financial performance, which is one of my problems. Financial performance has a very high standard. It requires that you have no material weaknesses in our financial audit. And even though DOT has received a clean audit opinion for the last 4 years, and hopefully for this past year as well, and we have fully implemented a new state-of-the-art financial system, and we have improved our business processes, and we have been named a financial management center of excellence, we still have not been rated as green, and that's because we have the last couple of material weaknesses on our financial audit that have still some work to be done before we can clear them out.
Phyllis, could you tell us about the marginal cost of performance initiative at DOT?
We started with a pilot program involving 4 agencies to launch a marginal cost of initiative. This was spring of 2004, and that was when we were building our FY06 budget. And OMB liked our model, and so this past spring we made it a requirement for all of the DOT agencies for inclusion in the President's 07 budget. Some agencies have found it a challenge to think in terms of marginal costs, especially since we don't have a fully mature cost accounting system with a lot of historic data. But we feel that attributing costs to a particular goal is only half of the equation. In order to use marginal costs effectively, you have to understand how your agency's daily activities contribute to your program goals and how those goals in turn contribute to the department's goals. One thing that made DOT agencies more comfortable with marginal costs was the recognition that in this time of static budgets, marginal cost has to be about increases and decreases. And when they submitted marginal cost scenarios showing what would happen to program performance if they received less money, then they saw the value in doing this. We feel that our understanding and use of marginal costs will evolve over time, just as the federal government's understanding and use of performance management has evolved. We're proud to note that OMB has asked DOT to share its marginal cost model with the rest of the federal government at a best practices seminar this past spring.
What does the future hold for the Department of Transportation? we will ask Assistant Secretary Phyllis Scheinberg to peer into her crystal ball when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.